It's Sunday, the 8th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 8 of App Talk, the daily podcast that I'm producing throughout the month of June to join in with the Audiomo Challenge. I'm talking about a different app each day, with a particular emphasis on talking about it from a parent's point of view. And the app that I've chosen to talk about today is an app that solves a problem that many of us parents, I think, have, which is, what the heck do you do with all the artwork that your child brings home from school or produces at home? If they're anything like my daughter, well, and my son, there's piles of the stuff. And I'd like to tell you today about an app called Keepy. Now, Keepy's full name is actually Keepy Kids Art Photos Love. It's produced by a company called Keepy Incorporated. It's available on iOS, it's available on Kindle Fire in the Amazon App Store, and it's available on Android in the Google Play Store. From the iOS point of view, it's an iPhone app, but it will run on the iPad in compatibility mode. This basically means if you're searching for it on an iPad, you need to remember to switch your search to look at iPhone apps rather than iPad apps. It requires iOS 7 or later. And it's a free app across all those platforms. The app is completely free to download, but there is an optional monthly subscription, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. So what does Keepy do? Well, Keepy provides a way for parents to save photos, schoolwork, art, memories, all sorts of things like that, and to share them with a selected audience. Each of these memories are they're called keepies. This is why the app is called Keepy, and they talk about you uploading a keepy. So when I talk about keepies, each keepy is a single piece of art or a single photo. What you can do, if you've got multiple children, you can set up each child, and then when you upload a keepy, you can say which child it relates to, and then each child will have their own little timeline of all the different things that you've chosen to save. When you upload a Keepy, it goes to the Keepy company's servers. It's private and protected. Then they're not made public unless you choose to make them public. When you do upload a Keepy, you've got the option to record a commentary against each one as well, which is quite nice. So you can actually turn this into a sort of memory collection for your kids to look back on in future years. Once you've uploaded the Keepy, you can choose to keep it completely private. You can choose to share it within the app just to selected family members. They need to have a Keepy account as well, but it will share out by email, which is quite handy for family members who are perhaps not as au fait with Facebook as others. So you can keep everything locked within the app, which is great if you don't want to put images of your kids on Facebook, for example. Or you can also share out to Facebook and Twitter as well if you want to. There's also a backup facility. So if you have a Dropbox account, and I do strongly recommend that everyone should have a Dropbox account. It's a very, very useful cloud storage system. But you can link Keepy to your Dropbox account, which means that every time you upload something, it also gets saved onto your Dropbox, which means you've also automatically got a backup copy of it. There are also within the apps links to Zazzle and Shutterfly so that you can print off various different things. If you want a mug or a card or anything from those ranges, you can connect to those via the app and print pictures directly. I mentioned an optional subscription, and the price of Keepy is entirely dependent on how much you use it. The basic free app will allow you to upload up to 31 Keepys per month, which is effectively one a day. That's quite a lot. Not even my kids are that prolific. So the basic free account is pretty good and fully functional. If you do want the ability to store more Keepys, there's a £1.99 per month subscription, which allows you to upload up to 101 Keepys per month. Or if you're very, very prolific, or your kids are very, very prolific, there's the £2.99 unlimited account, which allows you to upload as much as you like throughout the course of the month. But like I said, being able to upload 31 a month for absolutely nothing is brilliant. Stuff that I like about this, I like that it's got a really good cropping tool. If you upload a photo of a child's artwork, it's quite often slightly skewed, slightly at the wrong angle, and you've got bits of the background as well as the artwork. And you get like a cropping tool where you can move each corner so that you literally just have the image of their picture. And then Keepy will automatically sort of stretch the image back to the right ratio so it looks better. That works really well. I'm particularly fond of the backup to Dropbox. One of the things I'm always aware of with any kind of service that gives you the ability to upload things or to save things is, okay, well, what happens if the service fails? What's my get out plan? How do I get my data back? I think it's really important that we think about these things. And so the fact that whenever I upload something to Keepy, it also goes straight onto my Dropbox as well, means I don't have to worry about that because I've always got my stuff on my Dropbox, which is brilliant, works really well. And the other thing I like is the pricing. I think, you know, it's reasonable pricing, and certainly that free level is great as an introductory level or if you don't want to load that much stuff up. But there's the option to pay for it as well if you want to do more stuff. So it's really, really good. What I should say, I suppose, in the interest of disclosure, should probably have said this earlier, I actually have got a complimentary unlimited account for review purposes with Keepy. I don't use anywhere near the maximum number of uploads. Well, there isn't a maximum number of uploads, but I am certainly comfortably within the free account limits. But I do have an unlimited account for review purposes. So just to let you know, that's not why I'm talking about this app. I'm talking about this app because I like it. And I actually got the unlimited account after I'd started recommending it and using it. Is there anything I can think could be better about the app? I really can't think of anything. What could be better about me is I could remember to use it more. That's the problem I have. And I think part of that is because I'm a blogger. So still my first instinct, if I want to keep a memory of my kids, is for me to put it on my blog. But, you know, if you're not a blogger, if you want to be storing memories for your kids, I think this is a fabulous solution. I really do. Yeah, I recommend this app. I think it's really good. It certainly saves us having a lot of paper kicking around the house because, you know, now the kids will bring something home from school or nursery, and instead of me trying to store it somewhere, I will take a quick photo and then stick it in the recycling. Does that make me a bad mother? I don't know. But anyway, I'd much rather have my kids' stuff stored electronically than taking up space in the kitchen anyway. So there you go. That's Keepy, a really useful app for parents for storing memories and artwork and photos. Everything that I've told you in this podcast is as correct as I can get it at the time of recording. But remember, things change on the App Store, prices change, specifications change. So please, before making any commitment to buy, please check that everything is still the way you expect it to be. You can find all my episodes of App Talk at audioboo.fm/geekmummy. And they're also being syndicated across to my blog as well, which is at www.geekmummy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.